Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Is polygamy now legal in the state of Utah? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today to discuss this question is my colleague, Eric Johnson. I happened to be out of state when the ruling came down in the state of Utah that, for all intents and purposes, I was given the impression, listening to the news in California, that somehow all of a sudden polygamy was now legalized in the state of Utah. At least that's the way it was touted. In fact, even when I saw later on some of the clips from local television stations here in Salt Lake City, it gave the impression that polygamy was now decriminalized. And of course, when you hear it like that, it gives you a whole different perspective. Like, wait a minute, did they just overturn what is in the Utah state constitution? And of course, what we're talking about, folks, is the Cody Brown case. You're probably, if you have ever watched the show Sister Wives, Cody Brown is the man who happens to be married to four women. And of course, he flaunts his polygamy. Now, he belongs to a polygamous group that is based in Salt Lake County. It's the Allred Group. The official name of Allred's group is actually the Apostolic United Brethren Church. And so he is doing this out of his religious beliefs. But the reason why I thought we should talk about this is because I think there might be some confusion as to what has really taken place by this ruling that was done by this judge by the name of Wada. First of all, let me state that the Utah Constitution, which is really rare that a constitution would even have to say this, but considering all the controversy over the practice of plural marriage and the various laws that were instituted by the federal government to crack down on plural marriage because of the belief system of the Mormons at the time, they put in the Constitution this special clause. It's Article 3.1, which states, "Perfect toleration of religious sentiment is guaranteed. No inhabitant of this state shall ever be molested in person or property on account of his or her mode of religious worship. But polygamous or plural marriages are forever prohibited."
I like that word, forever. What does that mean?
That means absolutely nothing nowadays, that's for sure. Because who would have ever thought some of the things that we are seeing happening in our culture would ever be taking place like they are? It's just amazing. Anyway, the Cody Brown case was seen as a huge victory for those who practice polygamy. And of course, Cody Brown was touting it as a huge victory. But really, what does it actually do? In Utah law, it was like a two-sided statement. Do you have it in front of you there?
The actual verdict by the judge in the U.S.?
Why don't we go ahead and just read the verdict by the judge, and that might kind of set the stage for what we want to talk about.
Yeah, and this is dated December 17th. This did take place in the Central Division for the District of Utah in the United States District Court. And the case was Cody Brown, Mary Brown, Janelle Brown, Christine Brown, and Robin Sullivan, his four wives.
Fourth one doesn't take his name. That's interesting.
I don't quite know why. And then that's versus Jeffrey Buman in his official capacity as county attorney for Utah County. I'll just say the case number. It's 2:11-CV00652CW. And this is one paragraph what it says. This is the order. "It is ordered and adjudged that judgment be entered as follows. Utah Code 76-7101 from 2013 is facially unconstitutional. The phrase, quote, 'or cohabits with another person,' end quote, is stricken as a violation of the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution and is without a rational basis under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. Further, the statute is susceptible to a narrowing construction of the terms, quote-unquote, marry and purports to marry, to remedy the constitutional infirmity of the remainder of the statute.
Now, in all that legal speak, let's just break it down, because I'm holding in my hand the actual statute, Title 76 of the Utah Criminal Code. And it does say this, and I think we should put it all into context, because what you just read quotes the last part of it. It says, a person is guilty of bigamy when knowing he has a husband or wife, or knowing the other person has a husband or wife, the person purports to marry another person or cohabitates with another person. The portion that was struck down, that last part, where it says, or cohabits with another person, they said that was not constitutional. Now, it's still illegal. See, this is where I thought some of the headlines and some of the statements were a little bit sensationalistic, because if you didn't really read all the details behind this, you could walk away thinking that polygamy is now absolutely legal in this state, that you can have legally sanctioned by the state or recognized by the state more than one legal wife. And that's not what it's saying. That is absolutely not what this ruling brought down. The person purports to marry another person or cohabits with another person. It's still illegal for a person to knowingly try to marry, in a legal sense, another person when you are already married or that person is already married. The part they struck was cohabits with another person while you are married. In other words, it would be like an adultery law. If you are living with another woman, or you are living with another man, a woman living with another man, and you are engaging in sexual activities, that would be considered illegal under this statute. And of course, how many people in a situation like that were ever being prosecuted? I don't think any were.
Well, I mean, we live in a society where a lot of things go. And I mean, we've had this whole issue with the homosexual marriage. That's been in the courts, and it's been in and out of our courts, where at one time we were allowing homosexual marriages to happen here in Utah. And all of a sudden, no, you were not allowed to. What is it exactly being dealt with here in a legal sense? And I think right now we're at a state of limbo. I think our country, but especially the state of Utah, trying to determine what exactly is marriage all about. Yeah, I think this is a little bit of confusion, because I wonder how many people thought people were going to line up at the courthouse just like the homosexual folks were to try to get marriage licenses, and that's not what it was at all. And you're even here in Utah, the news when it came on TV, it made it sound like all of a sudden we were going to have polygamous marriages taking place here in Utah that would be legal.
And that certainly isn't the case. How, and because in Cody Brown's case, what I think it is, and I've been reading some articles on the subject. In fact, I was actually reading the actual decision by Judge Wadup earlier today. And it's quite fascinating to read this, because it brings out a lot of the historical stuff, the Reynolds decision, Reynolds versus the United States, and things like that. And it's quite fascinating. We could never get into it on this show. It'd just take forever to go through it all. But in a nutshell, it's not saying that polygamy is now a legal form of marriage. It's not saying that. It still would be considered bigamy if a person tried to marry legally another woman if he already has a wife. And we have to understand, folks, in Utah and in other areas where a lot of people who adhere to the teachings of Joseph Smith and Brigham Young, this is Joseph Smith's legacy that we have here. Remember, Joseph Smith never apologized for this doctrine. He never repented of it. Brigham Young certainly never repented of it. So this is his legacy that continues to go on. The way it's practiced is usually in these situations, the man will marry the first wife legally, or in the eyes of the state, you might say, and then all of the plural wives are married more in a spiritual sense, in a religious ceremony, but not necessarily in a legal type way. And that's how they would skirt the law. And of course, this comes with it all sorts of other ramifications, such as the fact that a woman who is quote-unquote married in this type of way is, under the eyes of the state, still considered a single mother if she happens to have children through this relationship. Since she's not legally married to the man, the state sees that as her being a single mother, which makes her eligible for social benefits.
And you see all over the place in Utah. Well, I mean, look at the Warren Jeffs group. They call it Bleeding the Beast. They have Hilldale, Utah, and they also have Colorado City. And the states are getting killed as far as their financial situations because everybody's on welfare because they're eligible for it. A woman has five children, no husband. She's going to be eligible with no job to be able to get the full benefit. So the state hasn't typically prosecuted these kinds of cases, but with Cody Brown, perhaps they did. Perhaps because of the negative PR. I think Utah does not like that, and the Mormon Church doesn't like that because so often they're called Mormon fundamentalists, and so they're associated with the LDS Church.
Yeah, it could have been because he was bringing some embarrassment to the church, not directly because he isn't a member of the LDS Church, but as you say, a lot of people not understanding that disconnect may assume something that actually isn't true. I just want to put in perspective here that I'm reading an article is on the Verdict website. It's verdict.justia.com, and this is what they say concerning this case. It says, although this ruling may seem to be a watershed moment, the legalization of religious polygamy that has haunted Utah since the beginning of its statehood, it may have relatively little impact on the practice of polygamy. The tens of thousands of individuals living in polygamous families were doing so despite the law, which was in any event very slackly enforced. They can now live more openly, but their existence was not a secret. Even Cody Brown was not a secret polygamist before he opened up his life in front of a camera crew. I think what this really does is it takes away the power of the state to, well, for lack of a better term, harass these people.
Yeah.
I'm sure Cody Brown felt he was being harassed by the state of Utah. One reason why he probably moved to Nevada, thinking that would get rid of that, even though the state has said that wouldn't have stopped him from coming after him. But still, it does take away the power of the state to actually go after these people or cause them a difficulty for living in this type of a situation. But folks, just to let you know, this case does not make polygamy legal in the true sense of that word. It does not do that.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Is there not much of a difference between Mormonism and Christianity? Well, actually, despite what many may think, there is. And when it comes to the sensitive and even highly charged issue that is eternal ramifications, the Christian may not know where to turn. Just trying to understand the Mormons' beliefs can be both confusing and frustrating. That's why Mormonism 101 was written, a book resource by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson that contrasts vital doctrines such as who is God, what is Scripture, and how a person is able to go to heaven. When the two religions are placed side by side, the differences are many. Mormonism 101 is a tool that will help you better understand the doctrines of your Latter-day Saint friend, family member, or co-worker. And it even has witnessing tips available to help you in future conversations. Published by Baker Books, Mormonism 101 is available at mrm.org or ask for it at your favorite Christian bookstore. As 1 Peter 3 says, always be prepared to give an answer.